Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is pleasant, with clear skies and a gentle breeze in major cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. It's a great day to be outside. Tonight, expect a mild and comfortable evening. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF reports striking a Hezbollah cell in southern Lebanon. The military warns of further action if a truce is violated. This comes from the Times of Israel's earlier reporting. Also, a suspect in a double murder in the Golan Heights was arrested during an attempted assassination. This news comes in now from Israel Hayom. Also this hour, a new agreement reportedly creates tensions between Iran and Lebanon. The precedent-setting deal allows the IDF to operate against Hezbollah. JNS reports experts are concerned about the Lebanese army's capabilities. Separately, crowds marched for revenge in Tehran during a 12-hour funeral procession for Khamenei. This from Ynet, just in the past hour. And finally, a covert operation by detectives in the northern region led to the arrest of a suspect during an assassination attempt. Also reported by Israel Hayom. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, reported just 25 minutes ago that Israeli drone strikes eliminated two terrorists in Khan Yunis. From Ynet, we learned earlier today that crowds in Tehran called for revenge as they marched in a 12-hour funeral procession for Iran's slain supreme leader. Meanwhile, Shanaka Anslim Pereira, a market analyst, pointed out that U.S. margin debt reached a record $1.42 trillion. He explains that this high number mostly reflects nominal changes due to stock market highs, rather than a sign of impending financial trouble. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's action in southern Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that Israeli forces targeted operatives near the buffer zone. This comes after tensions rose in the area, with Israel's military chief, Zamir, touring the region. The move underscores Israel's readiness to respond if ceasefire agreements falter, raising concerns about potential escalations. Turning to the arrest in the Golan Heights, Israel Hayom describes how detectives from the Northern Region's Central Unit captured a suspect during an assassination attempt. This arrest followed a string of covert activities aimed at identifying the individual. The operation signals a robust law enforcement response to violent crime in the region. Meanwhile, according to JNS, a new military agreement is straining relations between Iran and Lebanon. The deal permits Israeli operations against Hezbollah while highlighting the questionable capacity of the Lebanese army. Experts suggest this could destabilize regional power dynamics, affecting peace efforts. That strike comes hours after a significant procession in Tehran. Thousands gathered for Khamenei's funeral, as reported by Ynet. The gathering reflected deep-rooted anger and calls for retaliation against perceived adversaries, which could heighten regional tensions. On the economic front, first, Israeli company Sonovia has signed a deal with Brazil's Vicuna to use its sound wave dyeing technology. This innovation aims to make the global jeans industry more eco-friendly, according to Ynet Business. Separately, a new $3 million innovation center has opened in Stederot. CTech reports that RESI, Hube focuses on health and emergency technologies, drawing startups to develop AI-driven solutions. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights the lavish benefits and salaries enjoyed by Knesset members. These perks continue even after resignation or electoral defeat, raising questions about public spending. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.